Well, we're in Portland, Maine. We just got off the cruise ship and we're checking out all the sights that Portland has to offer.
If you get off a cruise ship in Portland, Maine, USA, the salespeople are waiting for you. First, a line of stalls near the dock.
They're made out of duct tape.
Okay, and what are they called?
Redneck wallets.
Redneck wallets?
Yeah.
These are wallets made from strips of heavy-duty duct tape.
It's really a sticky business.
Well, you just take the mini marshmallow, you stick it right here, and you just blow. The harder you blow, the faster it comes out.
At the next stall, a man selling marshmallow guns.
Well, did you ever see a pair of a potato gun?
No. Oh, yeah, the little ones when we were kids.
No, the big ones where you jam them in the thing and spray hairspray.
No. Well,
they're real popular in Maine. You get a piece of pipe, you jam a potato in it, then you spray hairspray and you ignite it, and it shoots the potato out. But this is like a lot safer version of it for the kids.
I just pretend that I'm the bearded lady, that's all.
Nearby, a man in a wheelchair, wearing a woman's blouse and earrings.
I'm a professional impersonator, female impersonator.
Like songs and things like that?
No, it's just dressing up like a particular female and going to a party and then jumping out of a cake or something.
Okay. And have you done that much lately?
No, not lately. It's kind of hard to jump out in a wheelchair.
Let's go this way.
Further up along Commercial Street, a man dressed in a lobster costume. This is a Maine speciality, the lobster, not the costume.
What do you say to the lobster, Levi?
Hi.
The red lobster is wearing a white T-shirt with big red letters saying, "Eat me."
Are you advertising a restaurant or?
Three Sons Lobster Shop. It's straight down this way.
Do people ever give you a hard time?
Oh, lots, because of the "eat me" on the shirt.
Oh, I see. So they come up and they try and eat you and make jokes and.
Yep.
What kind of view of the world do you have through the gauze?
Yeah, it's interesting because you see people's emotions right away. You get a little bit of everybody, so you see a lot of psychology in action. So.
And do you ever do anything with that? Do you ever write it, or do you ever put it into poetry, or do you ever do anything?
Yeah, it helps my writing. I try to sing and rap in Portland here. I'm a local artist. And I just try to be cheerful extra when I see people struggling out here, so... The lobster boy standing here on commercial. I'm doing this interview like I'm on a commercial. I'm doing this. I'm not controversial. I'm the friendly lobster guy. Here we go.
She calls and wants to talk to Gail. I always.
On up into the town, and there's a man with a box of pears outside his shop. He's sweeping the footpath.
I do this every day, just about. I sweep the sidewalk.
He's not selling the pears. They're just there for the taking.
Top of the morning.
We have two pear trees. There's only the wife and I, and we have all kinds of pears. Every year I bring them in here, so I give them away. How you doing?
Top of the morning.
Yeah, you too.
And you get to say hello to people then when they're going by?
I do. Almost everybody says hi. I mean, I'm here a long time, so. My name is Michael Fury. I'm from Corrifane in County Galway. I came over here 53 years ago. Sausages, there. There's the black pudding and white pudding. There's the white, the black is down there too. A couple of different kinds of bacon there. Living in Portland since 1970, we own Ireland's Crystalline Craft is the name of our shop, and we do all right. We make a nice living on it.
We've got as many, much cheese we can get on the market here. We got Lions, Berries, Bewleys is a big thing here.
You got bars, chocolate, Cadbury's.
Yeah, we have. It's Crunchies, do they have that in Ireland? Mm-hmm. Big time here.
What age are you, do you mind me asking?
81. 81.
And not a grey hair in your head?
Oh, I put a little colour in my hair, that's why.
Do you?
I do.
And do you go to hairdressers to get it done?
Oh, no. You can buy that, buy it yourself, put it on. It's like shaving, 5 minutes. It's like shampoo, that's all it is. Put it in a little cup and on your hair, rub it into your hair while you're shaving. And then you go to the shower. It's very simple.
So that's Jacob's biscuits.
Yeah. Don't forget the oatmeal.
They have heavens.
I know they have that over there. Mm. They have all of these over there, right? Bachelors.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the Bisto over there, I'm sure.
Oxo. Potato.
Yeah. Our grandfather was out here in this country for 7 years. He was in California. He was a cowboy, our grandfather. My father used to tell us about that. In one day's work, he counted 29,000 sheep. We used to ask him, how the hell do you count 29,000? How do you, you know? Well, he said they had a bag of nails. They start out in the morning with a bag of nails, big bag of nails, hung onto the horses. And he one sheep, and he'd throw a nail and another bag. He must have two bags. He had a bag of nails and an empty bag. Take a nail in there, and throw it over there, and throw it over there. And end of the day. Yeah, 29,000. I don't know how true that is.
That's brilliant.
There was nowhere to spend money on the range, so when Mike's grandfather came back to Galway, he had enough to stock the land and buy ploughs and cultivators.
After that, they were considered. I saw the census in 1901. They were considered middle-class farmers, I guess.
Mike didn't stay on the farm. He got a job in insurance, but he was restless.
You know, living at home, my mother said, what time did you come in last night? I hope you're not too late. Coming in here too late. All kinds of, you know, and she'd say it like 100 times, you know, every place we went. And, and you know, when you're leaving, don't forget the holy water. And you're going to leave the house. You know, that kind of.
Mike followed in his grandfather's footsteps and left Corrifin for America. He worked in a supermarket first.
I was in the vegetable department. I didn't know much about broccoli or spinach or anything like that. I mean, I knew about cabbage and carrots and spuds and stuff like that. But there were so many other things, you know, that I didn't know about, you know. You know, people come in and say, do you have this? Do you have that? Some vegetable I never heard of before. I said, well, let's walk down here and see. And usually they'd see it before I would. Oh, yeah, okay, we got it. All right.
But Mike was older than the other Corrifin people who'd emigrated. And he didn't drink.
I think I was missing my parents, definitely the parents, you know. Coming home every day, every night, the chat around, and the neighbors, and here you come home to a room, and sometimes my friends were working, or they'd have girlfriends, or whatever, you know. So I felt a little bit kind of on my own, you know. And I felt that way for 2 or 3 years.
So did you say, I'm an awful idiot for coming over?
I thought of that many times. And then the neighborhood we lived in had a little corner store. And there were two old people. They were Italians, Joe and the wife. And I used to go in there almost every night to get milk and stuff, and you know. And she used to always say to me, she in heavy Italian accent, why you not buy my store? I said, with what? What could I buy with? I'm only here a couple of years, and you know, I don't have any money yet. Oh, you talk with Joe. Joe very sick. He wants to get out. And he give you a good price, you know. And so, anyway, we talked to Joe, and Joe said, yeah, if you have some money, put a little bit down. I wait for the rest, you know. So we bought the shop, paid him cash. He was glad to get it, you know. It was a nice corner store, very nice.
Mike met and married another emigre, Sally Keneally.
I knew her sister at home. And I knew her brothers. They were good hurdlers, very good hurdlers.
Did that recommend her to you, that she had brothers who were good hurdlers?
Well, from home, I think, you know, it made a difference.
I love the, what's it, the aluminium teapots.
Yeah, I have them in Ireland, I'm sure, right? Mm. Yeah, Bunters, Concha, Folklore, Poker, Pocket Dictionary, there. License plates, the cars, Shamrock, the flag. Notre Dame is a big thing here. Notre Dame.
The shop is quiet today, although people do pop their heads in to say thanks for the free pears outside.
Hello there, Patricia. How are you?
How are you?
Oh, pretty good, Patricia.
Good.
This man is from Ireland.
Did you know we had a runner here?
Mike's wearing a T-shirt over his shirt. It's a souvenir of a local marathon.
Wait, did you run Saturday?
I did.
Sunday. Did you really? Sunday. Congratulations.
Yeah, I walked. And I was thin for a good few years. Then after a while, I noticed I was getting kind of a little bulgy. I used to start running then. So I got into the other thing then, the walking and the competitive things. Maybe 10 years ago, I got into that. I was older, you know.
And you're in your 70s?
Yeah. Yeah. Good family, yeah.
How many kids?
Four daughters, yeah. One of them died, Catherine died. And I think that was a real tough time for us. I mean, we knew she was going for at least 6 months before she died. You know. And I think that kind of makes you think. I think prayer and your religion, I think, definitely helped me anyway, you know. Maybe some people wouldn't pay as much attention to that, but I do, you know.
Do you any think at all about where you'd like to be buried?
We do, oh yeah. We have graves in Calvary Cemetery here, not far from here. You know, I thought about that. You know, I thought about, you know, you could be buried in Ireland and all that. But you have to ship a body home then. You know how much it costs? I think it costs about $10,000, I think, to ship a body home. So they take me out there in the back of the car or whatever.
In the trunk. For the price of petrol.
Yeah, in the trunk, yeah.
Mike Fury, Corrifin, County Galway, and Portland, Maine.
About a year ago, I had a lady, an older lady, came in. She asked me, "Do you have any linen handkerchiefs?" I said, "Yeah, that's them over here, ma'am." I said, "Well, they're kind of expensive, ma'am. They're $50-something, $59, I think." And she said, "I don't care about the price." She said, "Just make sure the box is not broken or anything. You know, sometimes they get kind of crushed." And I said, "Yeah, this one's fine." Then she said, "The reason I'm saying that to you now, I'm not picky," she said, "the reason I'm saying that is, this is going to Rome." I said, "To Rome? You have people in Rome, family in Rome?" "Yeah, the Pope," she said. "I'm sending it to the Pope."
Did he write back to you and say, "Thanks a million"?
No.
Well, are you ready?
Yeah.
Good talking to you.
Hello.